Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Checking out eye candy from the Rocket Mortgage Classic yesterday. So Mark Hubbard is teeing off on the 11th hole, and Woody, he hits it thin, right? So he throws his club, and look what happens. Look what happens. It's an ace. Are you kidding me how that worked out?
That looked like me out there, Hannah.
That looks like you?
Right there.
I mean, you think it's a terrible shot and it ends up an ace?
Sometimes you just never know. You never know.
I don't know. When I hit it like that, it ends up in like the water. Hazard. All right, so you can watch the PGA Rocket Mortgage Classic from Detroit on ESPN Plus right now. Multiple feeds for your enjoyment. The main coverage, the marquee group, of course, with Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, and Webb Simpson, plus other feature groups. Tony Finau and Taylor Pendrith are sharing the lead at 8-under after round one, round two of the PGA Rocket Mortgage Classic underway this morning from Detroit on ESPN Plus. As we welcome you back to Get Up, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought by Chase. Jeff Darlington in the house. You heard Woody, Mike T. The whole gang is here. Chrissy, let's go. Roll the tease. Good morning. It's time to get up with a nightmare for Tampa Tom. Did Brady just lose the most important part of the Buccaneers offense? We'll start there. Plus, let's make a deal. Lamar Jackson wants a new contract, but is there a deadline to get it done? The former MVP adding some urgency to the negotiations. And the homework clause that has Kyler Murray fired up. Now it is actually ripped up. But is the damage done? Have the cards already been played in Arizona? We're going to go right to the scene in football. The bad news in Tom Brady's quest for an 8th Super Bowl ring as his Pro Bowl center, Ryan Jensen, is carted off the practice field yesterday with a knee injury. One source telling our Adam Schefter, quote, that it is not looking good. He screamed loudly when he was injured, threw off his helmet when being attended to by his trainers. And now the Bucs' interior offensive line has some serious questions. Even before Jensen's injury, they were going to have to replace the production of Pro Bowl guard Ali Marpet, who unexpectedly retired this offseason. Also guard Alex Kappa, who signed a four-year deal with the Bengals. Jenna Lane was there at practice to watch this whole thing go down yesterday. Jenna, so already some big news out of Tampa. What's the latest information that you can tell us this morning?
Good morning, Hannah. The mood turned somber very quickly yesterday when Jensen went down. And I can tell you it feels a lot like that again today. As far as Jensen goes, he underwent an MRI yesterday, according to sources, but we're not going to have any sort of diagnosis or any additional updates on that probably for a few more hours. But it was reiterated to me on multiple occasions yesterday that it is not looking good, and they believe this is a significant knee injury for Jensen. And you mentioned already that Brady is going to have two new guards this coming year, so he may potentially have an entire new interior. And, you know, back to the mood of just how quickly things changed here in practice. I asked GM Jason Light about that, and he said that is what happens when you have a player of Jensen's caliber and also a person of Jensen's caliber. A lot of players yesterday after practice, I was on the field with them. I saw numerous prayer circles taking place. And you could also see it in Brady's body language, Tom Brady's body language. He had his head down. He knew this was a serious injury.
Yeah, I mean, Brady came back to win another championship, and this is absolutely a huge blow. So you mentioned Jason Light. I imagine he's already been on the phone, Jenna. What are their plans to potentially backfill this position? We don't know how long he's going to be out, but in the meantime, however long that is.
And knowing the type of recruiter that Tom Brady is, I'd imagine he's already been on the phone as well. I think they're going to go after a veteran there. But as far as the immediate replacement-wise, Robert Hainsey is a guy that will be stepping in, at least on the interim basis. He was a third-round draft pick last year. He only played 29 snaps, though, a converted tackle who moved over to center. He played 29 snaps on offense last year, but that was with Blaine Gabbert at quarterback, not with Tom Brady. He's never snapped with Brady in a game.
Wow. Jenna Lane, thanks so much. To be continued for sure, as one of the many reasons that Brady has been so successful in his time with the Bucs has been the quality of that offensive line over the last two seasons. Brady has only been sacked on 3% of his dropbacks. That's the lowest by any quarterback during that span. And we all know that this is Brady's MO, right? He needs that clean pocket to operate. He likes to step up and make those throws. So as we bring in his former setter, Dee Woody, also Mike T, Jeff Darlington with us. Damian, knowing what you know about Brady and what he needs from that position, how serious is this loss potentially?
Well, listen, Hannah, make no mistake about it. This is potentially a huge injury. I mean, we're talking about one of the better centers that we have in the National Football League. And if you look at the Bucs, particularly from last year, all three interior guys are interior spots. They've moved on, whether it be, you know, via free agent, retirement, and now injury. So, you know, the Bucs got some work to do. Obviously, they traded for Shaq Mason, the right guard. And, you know, now you got to deal with the Jensen injury. That's not going to be something that's going to be easy to replace. So, you know, Tom Brady is one of the best, maybe the best quarterback that I've ever been around. You know, as far as processing and getting the ball out as quick as possible, but you still have to have that protection in the middle of your offensive line, and the Bucs got some work to do on that end.
Listen, I want to get some more insight from you and Mike T in a second, but Jeff, I understand you have an update on their plans.
Well, we just heard from Jenna, and we were talking about getting on the phone already. I'm actually told from a Bucs source that the plan is to give Robert Hainsey, their third-round pick, every opportunity to take that starting job. They're very high on him right now. They do not actually plan to sign a veteran, and they want to see that guy. They basically want to they've drafted some young players in early rounds that have worked out, all the other starters on the line. They think that Hainsey could be that next guy. So they do plan on giving him every single chance to win this job.
Wow, Mike T, we're just hearing this now, that they're not going to go out and sign an existing free agent center. What do you think of that?
Well, if there's a silver lining in all this, Hannah, it's July 29th. So it makes sense from a standpoint. You put Hainsey into a couple of games early on, make sure he's good with protections, understand all the line calls, and then you could still have several more weeks to go get a veteran like a J.C. Treader, who's a free agent, maybe a Cody Whitehair, who's with Chicago. He's played well in this league. Obviously, they're rebuilding, so you still have time because we're in late July. So it makes sense. They have drafted exceptionally well in Tampa for a number of years, so that's a good initial step. But while they're saying that publicly, Hannah, I promise you they are talking to other teams to have plan B, C, and D in place. And something else Jeff mentioned earlier that I think bears repeating, which is, you're all in this year to win. You've gone out recently and gotten Kyle Rudolph, Julio Jones, until Gronk gets back, which Gronk will be back, by the way. And because of that, you have to have the mindset that if this doesn't work out, you have to have a veteran probably by the third preseason game to get him ready for Tom Brady. So they're really in a year-to-year mindset, which makes sense with a 45-year-old legend.
But meanwhile, you've got this young player with an incredible opportunity, and I really hope he got a good night's sleep last night, Dee Woody, because he is going to be working hand in glove with Tom Brady. You were Tom Brady's center. What does he need from that position? What is he going to be looking for?
He just needs people not to be all in his lap while he's trying to operate back there. That's the biggest thing as far as the center position is concerned. Obviously, we talk about the communication aspect between center and quarterback as far as identifying the defense. But more importantly, just giving him space to operate. You give Tom Brady space to operate, he'll pick apart any defense. So that's got to be the most crucial aspect in this whole transition, potentially from Ryan Jensen to whoever is at the starting center spot.
Yeah, I mean, the Band-Aids just keep happening there, don't they, for Tampa Bay already as they keep filling holes. All right, let's get to Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson added some urgency to his contract situation yesterday. As you know, Jackson is in the final year of his rookie deal. He's negotiating an extension with the Ravens. He was asked by reporters yesterday at camp if he thinks a deal will happen, and this is what he said.
I think so. We have to see.
You're saying you think so before the season starts?
I said it's going to be a cutoff, so hopefully.
A cutoff soon? Hopefully. Okay, what does that mean? We've been talking about this all summer. What's the latest, Jeff?
Hannah, that's exactly the vibe that I got in my conversations with people in Baltimore about the situation. They basically said to me that their anticipation is that Lamar plans on either taking the offer that's on the table with perhaps maybe some slight adjustments, but essentially the framework that exists, or tell them that I'm going to play this season without the new deal. He is very comfortable at this point, according to the people I'm talking to, with the idea of playing this season without a new deal. Now, you heard him say that he is hopeful something will get done, but he's not necessarily mandating it, nor is he sitting there saying, if I don't get this deal done, I won't play. He is full steam ahead, ready to play this season without a new deal.
So he's comfortable playing this season without a new deal. Dee Wood, are you comfortable with that?
And listen, me personally, I've said it all offseason. I wouldn't step on a blade of grass if I didn't have a new deal. It's just because Lamar Jackson is so unique at the quarterback position. His style of play, the way they've structured their offense around his unique skill set. You know, that's what I would do. But listen, Lamar Jackson's the type of guy in this particular situation, he's betting on himself. If they can't come to a deal, it's almost like the Joe Flacco situation where Joe Flacco went into it his last, exactly. You know, the last year of his deal, he ended up winning the Super Bowl and he cashed in. So, you know, could a similar situation play itself out in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson? Absolutely.
Yeah, he became the highest paid player at that point in NFL history, did Joe Flacco. But back to the current day, Mike T, you're in the Ravens front office. You know this guy is willing to come to practice. He's not holding out. He's not holding in. He'll even play this season without a deal. What does that mean to you? What kind of pressure does that put on the front office?
Immense pressure. They need to get this deal done ASAP because he has been absolutely impeccable, not only on the field, but off the field, and you want to reward him for all the right reasons, Hannah. And if your franchise quarterback, who you traded up for, won a league MVP, and has played as well as he has, is going into the last year of his deal, it destabilizes everything. Nothing is more important than your quarterback, and every conversation you have when you're recruiting people, as players, coaches, front office, they all want to know the status of your head coach and quarterback. And when there's a massive question mark like there is right now about his future, it just creates uncertainty and distraction. So if I'm Baltimore, I have to look at that $230 million that Deshaun Watson got fully guaranteed, and I got to get this deal done ASAP for all the right reasons.
Yeah, all about the guaranteed money right now, isn't it, Jeff?
It is, and it will be for the foreseeable future at most positions as these NFL players try to creep closer and closer to getting the entirety of their contracts guaranteed.
Dee Wood, final word, how uncomfortable could it get in the locker room if this thing drags on into the season?
Yeah, listen, as a player, I'm not uncomfortable because my guy's here practicing. Think about it, you know, most players at this time, you know, players are saying, the business of football is done with. Now we concentrate on the actual play on the field. So the fact that Lamar Jackson is in camp, he's not holding in, but he's actually in camp practicing as a player, man, I'm good with that.
Yeah, showing a lot of leadership right now. And I think that also puts the onus on the Ravens organization, the way that he is handling it. Now, somebody who had to handle some criticism, and there's a question of how he handled that. Kyler Murray's fiery press conference, it gets quite a response from the Cardinals. But how much damage did the homework clause already cause? Also, happy birthday to Dak Prescott. It's his golden birthday, 29. On the 29th, could he actually snap one of the biggest droughts in the NFL?
Do Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Back on Get Up, listen to this morning's wake-up call. Here comes the judge. Walk-off drama in New York. Here's Michael Kay with the call.
High fly ball. Left center. Taylor on the run. On the track. At the wall. He's done it again. See ya. A walk-off home run by Aaron Judge. And the Yankees win 1-0.
The 431-foot blast, Aaron Judge's third walk-off home run of the season, tying the great Mickey Mantle for the Yankees' single-season record. 1-0 is the final, and Judge's major league-leading 39 home runs tied for the third most before August in Yankees history. Look at this. Judge is now on pace to hit 63 home runs this season. That would break Roger Maris's franchise record of 61, set back in 61. Why didn't they pay this man? He is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. All right, let's play a little game of better, worse, or the same with our NFL crew this morning on Get Up. So, D Wood, will Patrick Mahomes be better? Will he be worse? Will he be the same?
Yeah, Han, I'm going to go with worse. You know, anytime you take a Tyreek Hill, you know, out of the equation, you know, I don't think that's good for any offense. You're talking about a guy who's probably the most terrified offensive weapon that we have in the National Football League. His speed keeps defensive coordinators up at night. So taking him out of the equation, I think it's going to make things a little bit harder for Patrick Mahomes.
All right. So on the subject of receivers, Jeff, will Davante Adams be better, worse, or the same?
I believe that he will be the same. And when I say the same, I mean the best wide receiver in the NFL. Derek Carr is actually far more proficient when it comes to the amount of yards he put up than I think people give him credit for. Fifth in the NFL in passing yards through week 12. He was actually leading the NFL, and he didn't really have anybody that was really stepping up at that point in the season. I think Davante Adams will continue to ascend ultimately, but this year I think he'll be the same.
Love that connection. And meanwhile, Mike, will Dak Prescott be better, worse, or the same?
He's going to be better, and that's counterintuitive. As Hembo has reminded me, they have lost about 40% of their offense from a year ago, Hannah. Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson, and Michael Gallup still not 100%. But I think as Dak evolves, he's actually going to command this offense even more and play better.
And here's the thing, he's healthy at this point. And this time last year, there were so many questions in that regard. And we should all say to Dak, happy 29th birthday, young fella. Yesterday, he talked about that. And his head coach, Mike McCarthy, spoke about expectations for his QB.
This is Dak Prescott's offense, and I think you see him really taking ownership of that because at the end of the day, You know, defense wins championships, but the Super Bowl is won by the quarterback.
Obviously, you know the old saying, defense wins championships. That's true. And when he says quarterbacks win the Super Bowl, it means they got to make big plays and big moments in games like that. And I'll be 29th, golden birthday. So planning for this to be the golden year.
Well, since the 1996 season, the year after winning their fifth Super Bowl, the Cowboys, one of just six teams without a conference championship appearance, along with some not-so-nice company, the Texans, the Browns, the Lions, the Commanders, and the Dolphins. That's the reality of the situation, folks. We know the high expectations every year. And already, here's another thing we do know, that Michael Gallup, and Mike T, you said it a moment ago, he said yesterday he's going to miss at least week one. He's going to try to return from that torn ACL. So it's really all on C.D. Lamb right now. Does Dak, D. Wood, does he have enough weapons to get this team to a conference championship?
Yeah, Hannah, I'm selling on the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you're talking about, there's just a lot of diminishing returns when you look at this team. Obviously, the big one is Zeke. Zeke has just been on a downward spiral for the past, couple years now. The offensive line is not as prolific as it once was. Guys are getting older, not as dominant, not as stout as they used to be. And then obviously Amari Cooper moving on to the Cleveland Browns, Cedric Wilson moving on to the Miami Dolphins. I just don't think offensively this team has the firepower to really compete with some of the other teams in the NFC this year.
And who knows about Zeke? This is the final year of his guaranteed money. This could actually be his last year as a Dallas Cowboy. What do you think of this group?
I just keep thinking about it. As we see, like, DK Metcalf signing his deal yesterday for, 23 to 25 million per year. One of the most underrated storylines of this offseason might be the decision to trade Amari Cooper because of money. I mean, he was making like $20 million a year, and that was too expensive. Now there's six players in the NFL who are making more than $24 million at the wide receiver position. It's just so inquisitive to me. They didn't get much back.
And they gave up so much to get Amari Cooper in the first place from the Raiders.
I just have a tough time really kind of coming to grips with the fact that he's gone from the Cowboys when it feels like at a time when Jerry Jones needs to load up as much as possible. He's always so generous and always so all in. And for some weird reason with Amari Cooper, he wasn't. And I still have trouble coming to grips with that.
And Cooper had such a great connection with Dak. Mike T, what do you make of the moves that the Cowboys made?
Well, again, it's an opportunity for Dak Prescott to show greatness, make those around him better. Maybe it's James Washington. Maybe it's Tony Pollard out of the backfield. They're much better on paper with Amari Cooper. That's obvious. But when you pay these quarterbacks these types of dollars, the definition of greatness is to improve the people around you. And Dak Prescott has that opportunity, and I think he'll deliver. I also think this is a team that will get better as the season goes on. And that's really around Gallup getting healthier. They drafted Tyler Smith in the first round on the offensive line. That takes some time. So I think this is an offense that will start good and can get better.
And D. Wood, just when you look at this time last year and Dak Prescott not only was coming off the horrific injury, then he had the shoulder problem. There were so many questions to have a healthy Dak Prescott at this point. How much does that mean to this team and its eventual playoff hopes?
Well, I mean, listen, now you're another year removed from that horrific injury. So, I mean, just technically he should be better from a physical standpoint. But again, I just go back to all the pieces that were on this offense that are not there, and then combine that with Zeke Elliott, his downward spiral in the offensive line, questions along the offensive line, it just leaves me, questionable as to how great this Dallas Cowboys offense can be. CD Lamb and company is going to have to step up big time to take the place of some of the pieces that are no longer on this Dallas Cowboys offense.
And what's at stake here if, once again, they let everybody down? They have not won a playoff game since 2018.
You know what's funny, though, Hannah? We talk about Dak Prescott. I'm not worried about Dak Prescott. 37 passing touchdowns, franchise record, just 10 interceptions, I think, and also a career high.
But he's not playing in a bubble.
Me.
I know. You're choking up.
I'm emotional about Dak.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right. And what was your point exactly?
I love Dak Prescott.
You love Dak Prescott. Okay. Mike T, you get the final word here.
With a really good voice, I love Dak as well. And he's the difference in the NFC East, and that's why Dallas is actually going to repeat as division champs because of his play.
I thought it was funny, though, that Mike McCarthy talked about him taking ownership of the offense. I'm like, wait, didn't he have ownership in the offense? Didn't that happen last year?
You take ownership, Mike McCarthy.
That's exactly right. All right, coming up, the homework closet. As Kyler Murray fired up, now it's ripped up. But is the damage already done? Have the cards already been played in Arizona?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're back on Get Up, Jeff Darlington with the Hurry Up. Let's go, Jeff.
Where do we want to start here? Let's start with DK Metcalf agreeing to a long-term deal. He gets his money. His hold in is over. So DK Metcalf will be with the team for 3 years. And the big part of this is the guaranteed money, $58.2 million. That's the most guaranteed money for a wide receiver in NFL history. So DK gets paid. I guess the question is who he's going to be catching.
Yeah, who's going to throw him the football?
Passes from. Debo Samuel, though, another guy who we've been watching since the start of training camp, not getting his deal done yet. He is at the team facility, but he's not practicing. This is one of those hold-in situations. Kyle Shanahan has described his conversations with Debo as productive, but there's still a long way to go here. This one is a little stickier than DK Metcalf, so we'll see if they can get a deal done with him. Derwin James, let's stop talking about wide receivers and talk about a safety for a change here. Another guy who wants to get paid. This one, we saw Minka Fitzpatrick get paid, right? And this is a guy who was drafted not far after Minka. He's scheduled to earn $9 million this coming season, and he wants to get paid much more than that. So the safety market certainly has flourished as well. Derwin James looking to make sure that this year he gets that new contract before he practices with his team as well.
Well done, Jeff Darlington.
You like that?
Yeah, that was great. All right, let's go to Arizona. I know you got a lot to say
about the situation there.
You're far from done, my friend. All right, last night the Cardinals ripped up the independent study addendum in Kyler Murray's contract after receiving significant backlash. The Cardinals made that decision hours after Murray made an unscheduled appearance in the media room to defend himself. Take a listen to this.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost – it's disrespectful, and it's almost a joke. You know, I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not take it serious. This game's too hard to play the position that I play in this league. It's too hard.
Maybe it's not so easy money, because this statement that the team made afterwards, you like that? After seeing the distraction it created, we removed the addendum from the contract. It was clearly perceived in ways we never intended. Our confidence in Kyler Murray is as high as it's ever been, and nothing demonstrates our belief in his ability to lead this team more than the commitment reflected in this contract. I close quote, and we're back with the gang. And Woody is, he's got to take a sip of whatever that is in order to.
Damian likes tequila.
Yes, in order to take us through his emotional journey regarding everything that's happened here. The floor is yours.
What the hell is the Arizona Cardinals doing? Kyler Murray. First of all, to Kyler Murray, bro, you didn't have to sign the contract. You brought this, you and your representatives brought this on yourself. Because if you studied the contract, you would have seen that addendum in the contract and you didn't have to sign it, which brought on this whole barrage of criticism from everyone across the landscape. And then with the Arizona Cardinals, listen, you've told everyone what you think about your quarterback. You've told everyone that you don't think your quarterback is a good student of the game. Question his leadership at the quarterback position. And then you're going to throw out all of that money to a guy that you have questions about as far as his professionalism and how he goes about preparing for games. This addendum was for only 4 hours. So you added an addendum for just the bare minimum, 4 hours. What does that say about your quarterback? What does that say about you as an organization as it relates to your quarterback? This whole thing is just a disaster. They made it even worse with Kyler Murray having this impromptu press conference. Okay, because really, this whole thing would have disappeared into the training camp night if people had just let it go. But they rehashed this whole thing by both parties, and now here we are on Get Up talking about it, and I'm going to be talking about it on every subsequent show moving forward today. So congratulations to Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals.
Get ready, folks. D. Wood is coming your way. I mean, Mike T., from a front office standpoint, what is everybody looks so bad here. What do you think of the team walking back that clause last night?
Hannah, they're clearly trying to cut their losses. And there's one very fundamental question that needs to be asked. If the concerns were so significant, why do anything? You have plenty of time in terms of letting him play out this year, next year, franchise him. There was no rush from the Cardinals standpoint to do this deal if there were concerns, which obviously there are. And I agree with D. Wood from this standpoint. Like, I'm shocked that Kyler's shocked. Like, the role of the agent is to say, like, here's all the great things. $160 million, great. You're set for life, well-deserved. However, I've looked at contracts for over 30 years. I've never seen anything even remotely close to this. Because of the scrutiny of the NFL and being a star quarterback, people are going to ask you about this. You have to be ready for the blowback. And clearly, he was not prepared for that, nor was the Cardinals. So maybe there was justifiable concerns that could have been handled differently, but the execution obviously was poor. And now what's going to happen, and Hannah, you mentioned this earlier, which is the first time there's a strip sack or an interception into some disguised coverage, it's going to bring this whole narrative back up, which is probably unfair, but they've really brought it on themselves.
And when you're talking about a narrative and you're going back a few months, because somebody loves to talk there in Arizona, there were questions about Kyler Murray's leadership. He's scrubbing the team from his social media. And then you come and you do this. I'm almost at a loss for words. Not see this coming?
There was a profile in the New York Times in December, and there was a quote from Kyler Murray in that. I mean, I feel like we just need to somehow move on. But, like, after he comes out and says what he did yesterday, the quote in the New York Times from Kyler Murray was, "I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head I see so much." Who's bringing on what?
Like, okay, let's acknowledge that people do learn differently, right? And they process information differently, let's be fair.
But we were all okay with that quote, though.
Right.
It was fine. But then to come out and blame the media for the interpretation of a clause that was in your contract that said you have to study for 4 hours, it's just like, everybody just stop talking about it. And we will, too.
Listen, I don't care so much about the media.
I don't either.
All right. But I do want to ask you this. Do you have any sense of how much, like, an average quarterback studies for me? Because I still keep going back to what Mike T. and D. Wood said, which is 4 hours seems so random.
That, by the way, is my point. If the team has to say 4 hours, you want to know what an average quarterback? Let's take a not-so-average quarterback. Let's talk about Tom Brady. When I was poking around trying to find out like how much quarterbacks do study, I checked in with some different teams. Tom Brady's probably not the best example just to compare to Kyler Murray, but let's just talk about it because it's fascinating.
How much study does he do? Come on.
More than 50 hours a week.
50 hours outside of
More than 50 hours away from the team facility.
Away from the team facility.
A week on his own.
Okay. I mean, Dee Woody, he was your quarterback. Dee Woody, how much has this set Kyler Murray up for scrutiny now going into this season?
I mean, it's going a lot. Again, people had questions about Kyler Murray's leadership anyway, you know, from the multiple meltdowns in late season by the Arizona Cardinals. And then now you have this whole aspect. You won't have your star wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, for the first 6 weeks of the season. So there's just a lot of things going on with the Arizona Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals that's going to just make things a lot tougher moving forward.
Yeah, good point about D-Hop. He's suspended for the first six games. Oh, Kyler's really struggled without him. Of course, they do sign Hollywood Brown. Mike T., you get the final word.
This is a massive right now mess that could turn into an opportunity if he plays well. The problem is the bar is now so high for him to play clean football, meaning not turn the ball over and just play flawlessly, that this self-inflicted wound, unfortunately, will be a season-long narrative, in my opinion.
Yeah, I misspoke. They traded for Hollywood. But, yeah, you can just imagine the signs in opposing, right, in opposing, like, you know, anytime.
I just hope he plays well, actually.
I know. and Dee Woody, I mean, you started it with your very cold statement that he obviously didn't do homework and read his contract. So there you go. That's just stuff to come, folks. All right, UFC 277 is coming your way tomorrow night from Dallas. Another stacked card with two title rematches. The main card begins at 10 Eastern on pay-per-view with prelims at 8 Eastern on ESPN, ABC, Deportes, and ESPN Plus. And to order the main card in English and Spanish, you can go to ESPNplus.com/PPV. Coming up, has anyone dealt with more scrutiny than Lamar Jackson? Wait until you hear his response to those anonymous critics who question his game. And it's time for Sneaky Hembo. You're on the hot seat. You're the only one here, Jeff. So, which quarterback rushed for the most touchdowns in a season? I mean, that's any season.
Not gonna get me this time.
You might have to go deep, deep. There you go. Hembo's very confident. Look, as Hembo's got a parrot shirt on, he's ready for the weekend. He's going to celebrate getting the better of you. I don't know. He better be right wearing that. That's all I have to say. We'll be right back.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the first time ever, Heather Dennis is in the studio.
Girl, I chose you, and right now, I think you're the one. But I got options.
Graziano knows how to play the game.
Do what you do, boo-boo.
Now it feels like football. Because Sal Palantonio is live.
Do what you do.
I asked you to close your eyes, and you didn't because you don't trust me in a room with your eyes closed, and I understand that. Yeah. If it were fifths, we'd all be drunk. But we're not.
I love that expression.
Stupid people say stupid things.
To me, it feels like the Cowboys are ready to yee-haw their way through the playoffs.
This sounds kind of freaky because, like, how do you know?
That's a ridiculous talent.
What in the reading rainbow is going on here?
Why, oh, why, oh, why is it possible that the New York Jets, is it possible they've gotten it right?
No.
Listen, I understand the concern when all of a sudden Tannenbaum's decisive. Like, when does that ever happen?
Wow. That's right. That's right.
What? That was alarming.
Well, I'm surprised that Tim didn't agree with me because Tim knows all about being an inaccurate quarterback, so I'm surprised he would disagree with me.
Oh,
but
no.
And this is a great way to end the week. Now, we know that Jeff Darwin can spin anything.
I can't spin anything with centrifugal force.
His head has been spinning with this question.
It's true.
You've asked everyone in the studio what they think about this. So what have you come up with?
Well, sneaky Hembo is so sneaky. He could make it like Tom Brady, who would QB rush move.
I'm
going to say it's got to be someone in the last 15 years. My guess is Robert Griffin III.
You would be so wrong.
So wrong?
So wrong!
Well,
I am surprised you missed this, because Sneaky Hembo, in all his glory, in his parrot shirt, is absolutely right.
That's such an obvious one. I forgot he existed.
So obvious! It is so
it's
obvious.
It's so obvious.
Guess who's number two, though?
He didn't even crawl. I was thinking Dante Culpepper. I didn't even think about Cam Newton.
I mean, guess who's number two? This is really
the
weird.
Disrespect.
Yeah.
You think you can spin
Steve Grogan's number two, by the way. Hembo and his parrots win. And look at Hembo trying to spin the football. Wait, here we go. You are actually, it's unbelievable. This is how he makes
you
up for it.
You might be able to stump me, Hembo, but can you do that?
Look at that.
Just take pictures off
that
the walls.
Whose picture is that you're spinning, by the way? Let me see.
Looks so
handsome. Of course it's Tom Brady. Of course that's the one.
We're going to put this back on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you
do
that?
I take it home.
Sure.
It was a gift.
Respect.
The painting was a gift,
like
Hannah.
A shrine in Jeff's house. You can light some candles in front of this. Won't that be lovely? And then when you're just feeling crazy, you can just take it for a spin.
Let's move on.
All right, let's move on. This has gotten way off the rails. Let's play a little game of right or wrong. By the way, great job, Hembo. Okay, D. Wood, the Chiefs will win the AFC West, right or wrong?
Wrong. I'm going with the Los Angeles Chargers. It's that time for Justin Herbert. He's, to me, a superstar quarterback at a very young age. He's got all the weapons around him. The Chargers have continued to build the offense, fortify the offensive line. I love the pieces they've added on defense. I think it's his time.
Wow, the Chargers are kind of the trendy pick there. We shall see. Okay, Mike, the Eagles will win the NFC East, right or wrong?
Wrong. We talked about Dak Prescott for a lot of this show. He's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts, who is a young, improving player. He needs to consistently get the ball down the field with better accuracy. If Jalen Hurts does that, look out. This will be a great team, great offseason, highlighted by A.J. Brown's acquisition.
Really prove it year for Jalen Hurts. And finally, Darlington, the spinner, spin this. The Ravens will win the AFC North, right or wrong?
You know what? I think that's right. I think that if Deshaun Watson is suspended for any length of time, it's going to really put a hamper on the Brown season. And ultimately, I don't know that the Steelers have the quarterback situation figured out.
All right. Okay, so short and sweet. Let's keep it right there because we have more to discuss with Lamar Jackson, who addressed the criticism that he's received lately, most notably from one of those super annoying anonymous defensive coordinators who keeps saying silly things this week. And this one told The Athletic, and I quote, "If he has to pass to win the game, they ain't winning the game." Here's what Jackson had to say about that yesterday.
It's anonymous, so I really don't care. He's anonymous for a reason, it's all good. When you're trying to be great, when you're trying to work your tail off, it's going to be negativity. But, they hated Jesus, and I'm not Jesus, so I don't really worry about it.
Oh, Woody, we haven't had you on yet to talk about this. So first, what do you think of the criticism itself?
I can't stand anonymous people talking. I mean, listen, put your name out there. If you got something to say about Lamar Jackson, put your name out there. Because I can guarantee you, whoever this defensive coordinator is, come Baltimore week, he's scared to death. He's scared to death because Lamar Jackson is unlike any other player that we have at the quarterback position in the National Football League. He's people talk about, his passing game. His passing game is pretty good, folks. If you go back and look at the numbers, the dude can throw the ball. There's no question about that. And we know how elite he is as an athlete and as a runner in that Baltimore offense. So, listen, I think Lamar Jackson has just done everything the right way, has responded to critics pristinely. And I expect Lamar Jackson to come out here and have a huge year with all the people that they're getting back after being decimated with injuries last year.
Yeah, listen, he has had plenty of practice responding to criticism. People have doubted him since college, Woody. And the way that he responded to this, Jeff, how much? Just give us a little bit of insight into him and his nature, because this seems very, very typical, the way he handled it.
Extremely authentic in my time getting to know him. And I've just seen him interact with his teammates, and you can see why he ingratiates to them in such a way that we now look at him like you're almost rooting for him to figure this contract thing out in a way that you normally don't. I remember being in a locker room one time, and the PR guy hands him a stat sheet, and he looks at the stat sheet, and he's like, wow, I did that? He was like so, in a non-cocky way, just so impressed in a genuine way, like, holy cow, look at that. This is so cool. And I just think that that rubs off on his teammates. He's a likable, genuine human.
There's a lot of ways to handle criticism, Mike T. There's a lot of ways to handle drama. And with your quarterback, those things can either build a team up, they can take them down, they can diffuse situations. You're in the front office there in Baltimore. You're in a contract negotiation with this guy, and this is the way he's handling not only the criticism, but also the negotiation. What are you thinking?
I'm rewarding that behavior immediately because everybody else is watching how you handle things, and he is beyond reproach. On the field, he's been a league MVP. Off the field, he's the essence of what you want, and he embodies everything you believe in. So you want to reward him as quickly as possible because the next time you have a contract issue, you won't have a holdout, you won't have a hold-in, because people will see that Lamar Jackson handled things the right way and he was rewarded. So I actually see it as an even bigger opportunity if I'm the Ravens, because I want to send a message to the rest of the organization.
We keep seeing quarterbacks rewarded who really haven't done much in the postseason. Kyler Murray is the latest example. Dak Prescott, I mean, his team hasn't won a playoff game since 2018. So we see a lot of big numbers. So that postseason is not necessarily a referendum on how much money a quarterback should make. Nonetheless, that is one of the reps on Lamar Jackson is the postseason. How does he take that next step, Woody? And do you expect him to?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Baltimore is a team that I think people are kind of sleeping on. Everyone talks about, you know, all the teams in the AFC West. They talk about Cincinnati, and rightfully so. But Baltimore isn't going anywhere because they're, you know, this is an organization led by John Harbaugh. They do things the right way. They're getting a lot of players back from injury. I think their offensive line is going to be a lot better. And Hannah, the way that Baltimore Ravens will come back, if that running game is juiced up, that offensive line is playing the way that it should be playing, that scheme is so hard to stop. So I just think if that offensive line is juiced, that will lead to Lamar Jackson putting up ridiculous numbers again this year.
Man, think about this time last year and all the players that went down for Baltimore.
Right.
And what
so
they
many.
Yeah. Oh,
training camp was it.
Was a disaster and what they were able to overcome. All right, much more coming up on Lamar Jackson and much more coming up on First Take. How does this team look after ripping up that homework clause in Kyler Murray's contract? How does Kyler Murray look as well? It's First Take coming your way, top of the hour.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can watch the PGA Rocket Mortgage Classic from Detroit on ESPN Plus right now. Multiple feeds for you. The main coverage, the marquee group, Tony Finau and Taylor Pendrith sharing the lead at 8-under after round one. Round two underway this morning live right now on ESPN Plus. And the Women's Euro final is Sunday. England, the host team, taking on Germany. Our coverage at 11:30 Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Plus from a sold-out Wembley Stadium. And here it doesn't take a lot to entertain our crew. We've been telling you how great Jeff Darlington is. Well, he's been telling us how great he is at spinning things. So that's a basketball. You need something a little tougher than that. Let's see.
What do you want?
How about this ZZ Top album, which I love that we have a ZZ Top album in here.
Slippery. You guys tricked me.
Take care of that. That's the LaGrange album, all right? All right, we're good. Let's see. What else do we have over here?
One of our couch cushions
from the green room. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, what can I say?
Is there anything else you want me to spin?
Spin Master Jay!
Good job.
There we go. An NBA Finals poster. Why not? Have a great weekend, everyone.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.